This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Think back to your favorite teacher. You probably look back fondly on how engaging their lessons were or the new subjects that they made exciting for you.
Most people would agree it takes good teachers a lot of time and energy to do their jobs well. And over the last decade or so, their jobs have become much more demanding.
Researchers say that's a big reason why the teaching workforce looks different these days. It's much smaller than it used to be. Nationally, conversations about teacher shortages dominate much of the discussion about education in both urban and rural neighborhoods.
Joe Yedo is a senior researcher with the Public Policy Forum. He recently conducted a study, which comes out this morning, analyzing the pipeline of public school teachers in Greater Milwaukee. The title itself is a bit of a spoiler on what he found. Help wanted.
Yedo explained his results to Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.
Well, within the last year and a half, we had done work looking at the K-12 school system in Milwaukee, looking at public schools, charter schools, and private schools. And we got a good idea of how many schools we have in the city of Milwaukee and how many students. But what was lacking was a look at teachers and educators. So we started a three-part series on the educator workforce in Greater Milwaukee. And the first report came out last August and looked at public school teachers and quantified how many we have, what are their characteristics, their demographics, years of experience. And then in October, we came out with a similar report looking at school leaders, principals, assistant principals, superintendents, and so forth. And really, this final report that we're releasing ties it all together and looks at the teacher workforce as a whole, how many people are leaving the workforce, how many are entering, and what does the pipeline look like? So how many people do we have studying to be teachers at teacher prep programs throughout the state? And are we facing a potential teacher shortage?
I got this special message earlier this week from the president of the National Council on Teacher Quality. And basically, this person was claiming that the way her organization sees data about educators around the country, she didn't think that there is a teacher shortage. She said there might be some specific cities or districts that have problems finding teachers, but that as a nation, we've always had issues finding certain kinds of teachers, and it's a workforce issue that other industries face as well. So if you had to characterize what's happening to the supply of public school teachers in Greater Milwaukee, would you characterize it as a shortage, or what else would you call it?
So the report looks at the workforce since 2009-10 school year. And what we've seen since that time is that there has been a rise in the number of teachers who leave the workforce each year. So in any given year, about 10% of the workforce turns over and is replaced. Since 2009-10, we've seen the number of teachers leaving the workforce increase by about 23%. So we do have more people leaving the workforce. And so the districts in the region have been managing that transition well up to this point, but their continued ability to do so hinges on a steady and stable supply of new teachers. And when we looked at teacher prep programs throughout the state, what we found is that the supply is neither steady nor stable. Enrollment is down. In the most recent year, there were about 9,000 students in Wisconsin preparing to be teachers. And that number is down about 28% over the past 6 years. When we look more broadly at neighboring states and as a nation as a whole, what we see is that Wisconsin fares better than our neighbors. So just to the south, looking at Illinois, we saw enrollments fall 57%. In Michigan, they fell 52%. So our 28% decline is certainly something to keep an eye on, but is not as drastic as our neighboring states.
That's interesting to me because I feel like I hear a lot about the impact of Act 10, which was a Wisconsin-specific thing. But if we're only shrinking half the amount that our neighboring states are, was there really that big of an impact from that measure going through?
Well, the time period that we looked at certainly included the pre-Act 10 as well as the proposal and implementation of the plan. And so what we saw was that in the year immediately following the adoption of Act 10, the number of teachers leaving the workforce spiked. And then it went down a little bit, and it spiked again in the most recent year, which corresponds to the end of union contracts in large districts like Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. We did the cross-state analysis to see if what we were finding in Wisconsin happened in other states, which did not have legislation like Act 10. And what we saw was that the decline in teacher enrollments is part of a national trend. So Wisconsin certainly had the decline. We can't say whether or not Act 10 was a contributing factor to that, but we do see a relationship between when Act 10 was implemented and a large spike in teachers leaving the profession immediately after. But as you mentioned, neighboring states also saw those declines in enrollments for teacher prep programs.
So what can you say are contributing factors? Why are people leaving in such big numbers?
Well, that's a big question that has a couple of different parts. So part of the report surveyed human resource officers from school districts in the four-county metro area. And one of the things that they mentioned with regularity is that teachers leave for financial reasons. They leave to seek other jobs that pay more. Another large contributing factor is family reasons. Teachers leave the workforce after having a child and don't necessarily return. Those are two contributing factors to current teachers leaving the workforce. In terms of why young people are no longer interested in majoring in education and becoming teachers, that's something that we're very curious about and something we'd like to address in future research.
Do you think that money could have some sort of impact on those people, the people who are not entering? We hear so much about student debt nowadays, and obviously if you're looking to your potential earning when you do become a teacher or go into any other career, if that's a reason people are leaving, you know, there's that gap between what you need to earn and what you're going to be able to earn. Is there any validity to that statement that maybe the student debt crisis is impacting this?
So that's an interesting question. And to be a teacher, you need a college degree. So in essence, earning the degree and in many cases taking on student debt is step one in order to even enter the profession. Looking across the state, we see that starting salaries for teachers range from the low 30s to the low 40s, $40,000 a year. And that pales in comparison to starting salaries for other professions requiring a college degree. So to the extent that salaries might be raised in the future, that might signal to an 18-year-old student contemplating becoming a teacher that the profession is a more viable career.
I noticed in your report, too, you talked about demands and expectations that lead to burnout. We hear so much about accountability measures and standardized testing. Do you find that that's a reason current teachers are leaving? People aren't going into teaching at all, or both?
Our survey of human resource officers mentioned about that as a reason as why some teachers are leaving or some teachers have left. We also know that some districts are starting to implement performance-based pay structures. And so sometimes teachers are self-selecting out of the profession, and sometimes they're guided by a principal or a human resource officer who may say, this doesn't seem to be the best fit for you, and maybe suggest another line of work. To the extent that that is happening, it might not necessarily be a negative outcome, because we want the best and most effective teachers in the classroom teaching our children.
I've heard anecdotes about the number of people who leave after the first X number of years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years. What experience level or age bracket did most of the people that you found left? When did they leave?
The largest age group that left was the teachers who are over the age of 55. And that makes sense. They are retirement eligible. And so that is a trend that we anticipate will continue to happen and to even increase. In the most recent year, about 28% of the workforce in the four-county area was over the age of 50. So these are individuals who currently are or soon will be eligible for retirement. However, if we add up all the people who leave before retirement age, it's about 53% of those leaving the workforce. So what that says to us is that districts in the region are not doing a great job of retaining the current teachers that they do have. And so to the extent that districts could do a better job retaining their current teachers, that means they have less vacancies to fill in the future and therefore would be less impacted by the diminished supply of teachers from preparation programs around the state.
I know your job is to show us the numbers, but I'm going to ask you about potential solutions or things that you've heard of maybe going on to remedy the problem on both ends, the people going into teacher prep programs and then the people who have entered the profession. What have you heard of that people are trying to get those people to stay?
That's really hitting at the crux of the issue. Retention is a challenge. We see that at school districts all across the region. This is not just an issue for one district or another, but one that's faced by school leaders all throughout the region. We see that communication is important. We see that mentorship is important. Pairing new teachers with experienced teachers helps to speed up the onboarding process and can help streamline and refine teaching methods. But those types of supports need to be available for all teachers, not necessarily those in their first year or first 2 years in the profession. So those are things that we see schools doing to help retain teachers. In terms of helping people enter the profession, our report gives a number of policy options for school district leaders and policymakers throughout the state. Some of them include teacher loan forgiveness programs or assistance with paying student debt. As we mentioned, it's a requirement to have a college degree, and many times students go into debt simply to enter the classroom in a professional capacity. Options like that that help reduce that burden, I think, would be able to entice people to enter and stay in the profession. We also discuss maybe the opportunity for part-time teacher employment. As I mentioned, the human resource officers indicate that family reasons are a large part of why teachers leave the profession. To the extent that we can offer policies that accommodate work-life balance, we might be able to retain more qualified teachers who have left the profession for family care reasons.
What can we take away from this?
I think it can improve. I think there are state-level policies that we can implement that would better entice people to enter the profession. One of the things that I think is very interesting with this report and looking across state lines is that we see that this shortage in the teacher supply is not just a Wisconsin issue, but it's a regional and it's a national issue. And to that extent, and to the extent that our neighboring states are also facing severe shortages, it's not out of the realm of possibility to think that those states would be seeking Wisconsin graduates to fill their teacher vacancies, in which case that further constrains the supply available for our school districts. So I think one of the broad findings of this report is that we've been able to manage the transition thus far. However, with the shrinking supply of teachers, both in our state and around the country, each future vacancy will become harder and harder to fill for school districts.
Well, thanks for taking the time to explain your research to us.
Thank you very much.
Joe Yeato is a senior researcher at the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. He spoke with WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello.
The forum's new report on the public school teacher pipeline is just out this morning. It's called Help Wanted, and there is a link to it from WUWM.com.